This is Senator Bob Dole. It's the old bait and switch again. The ink isn't dry on tax reform, and already top Democrats want to raise taxes. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, sometimes it's no wonder the voters don't trust politicians. For 2 years now, we've been promising the American people a tax reform bill that makes the system fairer without raising taxes. Now a top Democrat on tax matters says he wants to raise taxes, and he wants to do it by raising tax rates. Think about it, Ted. How would you react if you were an average citizen? You'd think tax reform was a huge scam, a scheme for higher and higher taxes. Well, the voters are right to be concerned. Fortunately, they have a strong ally in President Reagan and another one right here. We made a deal with the people, Ted, tax reform, not tax increases.
Bob, you obviously didn't read Dan Rostenkowski's speech. You've missed his point by a mile. He was talking about the federal deficit, not tax reform. And he was talking to your kind of crowd, 200 right-wing lobbyists, pushing a national sales tax to reduce the federal deficit. The deficit is the hole in the Republican donut, Bob. Your economic policies haven't worked. Your massive tax cuts for the rich and runaway military spending have saddled the economy with record deficits of $200 billion a year. And the message that Dan Rostenkowski delivered to your right-wing crowd was right on, Bob. If we need new revenues to reduce the deficit, there are fairer ways to raise them than your scheme for a national sales tax that would spare the rich and hurt the poor and middle-income families. That's the reality, Bob. Sooner or later, you'll have to face it. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on his unfortunate go-slow approach to drug control. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.